Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1. Welcome to Practical Kingdom Living, a series of teaching we have been doing from the book of Proverbs. So, Proverbs is credited to a king called Solomon. And once we are also kings, this scripture or this book in the Bible is relevant to us. Even as we break the word of God, I believe that you are going to see more of its relevance in your practical kingdom living. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1 says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandment. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you." So, I want you to underline "my son." I want us to break that one down a little bit. "My son" infers that the person who is speaking is a father. And the Bible says that Jesus is the everlasting father. In the book of John chapter 21 and then verse 5, he calls the apostles children. He resurrects and then he asks them, "Children, have you any bread or any meat?" Because they had gone a fishing. So Jesus is the one addressing us over here because he is a father and we are his children. Indeed, if you look at the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 35, Jesus calls himself wisdom. Luke chapter 7 verse 35. For context, we can read from 34. Over there, Jesus Christ is talking to the Jewish people that he has compared them. He compares them to a generation that they have piped to, played music to, they didn't dance, they have mourned to, that they didn't weep. Now verse 34 says, "The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is justified by all her children." Hallelujah. So Jesus, apart from the fact that he is this father addressing as his children, he is also described as wisdom. Jesus is the wisdom of God. And that is what we see in Luke chapter 7, verse 34 and 35. Jesus calls himself, "The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say that, 'Look, a glutton,'" somebody who likes food, "and a friend of tax collectors and sinners." And then he says, "But wisdom is justified by all her children." So Jesus refers himself to as the wisdom. I'm one of the people who believe that this wisdom should have begun in capitals, you know, because Jesus, the Son of Man, is calling himself wisdom. And he says that he has got children. That is why he can address as "my son." Hallelujah. He's got children. "My son, do not forget my law." All right. So what he doesn't want us to forget is his law, the laws of Jesus, and then the commandments of Jesus. What is the law of Jesus? What is the commandment of Jesus? It is what I refer to as the kingdom word, because Jesus Christ came and then he altered some things. For example, the law said that, the law referring to the Torah, the law of Moses said that you can hate your enemy. But when Jesus Christ says that came, he said, "I say to you, love your enemy." Isn't that an altering? It's an altering. Hallelujah. So Jesus has his own laws that are separate from the laws of Moses, if you like, the Ten Commandments and the rest. There are about 613 or so of them. in the Old Testament. Okay, so Jesus is talking about the kingdom word when he says that my law or my commands. Hallelujah. Because when he came around, he gave us a new commandment. He said, a new commandment do I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. The old commandment was this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But the new commandment that Jesus altered is that you should love one another as I have loved you, not as you love yourself. All right? So you see that Jesus, he gave a new law and a new commandment. It's wonderful. Says, don't forget my kingdom word, my son. You know, wisdom from God is the word that comes from the heavenly kingdom above. That is the kingdom word. Okay? Jesus says that don't forget the kingdom word, because it is easy for you to forget. A kingdom word is a new one that he brought. It is what I call the present truth. Second Peter also tells us about the present truth. It means that there is a past truth. And I've given you examples of past truth, that you shall love your neighbor, hate your enemy. That's the past truth. But the present truth, or the new truth, is that you shall love your enemies. So it is easy for you to forget the present truth, the kingdom word, or the wisdom from above. Because I've gone through teaching you about four other types of wisdom, which came earlier, which is in competition with the kingdom word, with the wisdom from above. Hallelujah. So he says, my son, the children of wisdom, don't forget my wisdom, my kingdom word, the word from above. You know, the human being does not like laws. Are you comfortable with laws and commandments? No, we rather like our own opinion. You know, if we could alter some things, you say, no, this one should not be that, it should be that one, because that's what you feel. Human beings don't like laws, they don't like commands, they want to be suggested to and bring your opinion and let us judge all, you know. But God says that, look, I am giving you a command, I'm giving you a law. It's not something that you can negotiate. It is something that you must live by. The wonderful thing about the kingdom law is that the kingdom word, or the wisdom from above, is that although it is a law and it is a command, it is not burdensome on us. It's wonderful, though. It is not burdensome on us. It is not grievous for us to obey. 1 John chapter 5 and then verse 3 teaches us that God's commandments are not burdensome. Why are they not burdensome? It is because he makes us willing and able to obey the kingdom word. He makes us willing and able to obey the kingdom word. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, it is God who is at work in you to make you willing and able to do his good pleasure. That's very comforting, because it makes us to know that we are not alone. When we are obeying his commands, we are not alone. He says, lo, I am with you, even to the end of the age. Go and teach all nations the kingdom word. The Great Commission is just about pushing the kingdom word in a religious world. He said in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, he said that he has been given all power in heaven on earth, and that we should go and make disciples of the nations. A disciple is the word in the Greek, a student of the nations, teaching them to observe all that he has taught. Hallelujah. And all that Jesus Christ taught is what we refer to as the wisdom from above, as the kingdom word. And he said that when we do that, he is with us till the end of the age. In other words, Jesus brought some understanding that he said, go and teach them my word, not the word you have heard, not the past truth, but the present things that I, the kingdom word, the wisdom or the word of God from above, I have said to you, go and teach them. Because all that they know is the religious word, is the past truth. Go and fill the world. He spoke about them, some of them in the Beatitudes, Matthew 5:5-7, Matthew 13, he gave 7 parables of the kingdom, all in an order. And then at the end of the day, he says, go and teach them the things that I have taught, not the law of Moses, not the old. Go and teach them, because they are so used to a certain way of thinking, a certain understanding. But I am going to heaven. I want you to go and teach them the kingdom word. Go and teach them God's word that came from heaven above, which is me, Jesus. Because when you do that, then I am with you till the end of the age. So God's command is not grievous, it's not burdensome, because he works in us to make us willing and able. It is religion that is a yoke on us, that becomes a burden on us, you know. So he says, come to me, all you who labor with religion and are heavy laden, and I will rest you. I will give you rest, because I'm going to enable you. I'm going to make you willing to be able to follow my kingdom word, which is not always like what you understand, what you know, what has been handed down all the time. The kingdom word is what is referred to as the law of liberty. Is the law of liberty. Look at the book of James chapter 2 and then verse 12. The law of liberty. In other words, when he said, my son, do not forget my law, he is talking about the law of liberty. Jesus' wisdom says, you are a child of wisdom, don't forget my law, don't forget my commandments, you know. And James chapter 1 tells us, makes us to know what this law is about. Let's look at James 1 first, and then verse 24. Now, for want of time, I cannot break down James chapter 1, verse 23 to 25 or so. But I want you to understand something. In this scripture in James, the Bible talks to us about being doers of the word. Doers of the word, and not hearers only. And when we become doers of the word, of the work of the word, then we become blessed in our deed. But he emphasizes on something. What he emphasizes on is that we should not be forgetful hearers. We should not forget his law. We should not forget. So in James chapter 1 and then verse 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Now, who are doers of the word? Doers of the word are people who don't forget the word, forget the kingdom word. They are people who don't forget it. So he is trying to illustrate forgetting the word. And so he says that anybody who hears the word and forgets it is like somebody who sees his face in a mirror, and then when he turns away from the mirror, he forgets how he looks like. Wow. So you see where his emphasis is. His emphasis in being a doer of the word is a remember of the kingdom word. It's the kind of person that in situations of life, in practical situations of life, he remembers what Jesus said. So something happens maybe in the workplace, something happens maybe in your school, and then somebody doesn't like you that much, you know, has set his face to frustrate you and all that. And your natural instinct, what comes to you is that you to give him a boyo face, you know, you to give it to him. But you are not a forgetter of who you are. Have I taught you about who you are? You are a child of the word of God. That means that you are the word of God. You are a kingdom word yourself. Hallelujah. First Peter tells us, verse chapter 1 or so, it tells us that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, that liveth and abideth forever. That tells us something, that we are born by the kingdom word. We are not born by a human seed. We are born by a certain divine seed. And he defines the seed. He says that by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. Now, you know the principle from Genesis chapter 1, that everything brings forth after its kind. Not so. Very good. So if we are born through the word of God, then we are the word of God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah! If truly we are the children of Jesus and He's the everlasting Father, then we are like Him. We are wisdom of God from above. We are the kingdom word also. And the characteristic is that it lives and abides forever. This world cannot quash the kingdom word. It's not possible. This world cannot suppress the kingdom word. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is what you are. You are the word of God that is made flesh, so to speak, just like Jesus is, because you have been born by Jesus. And so you are like the person who brought forth to you. Like, you look at your parents, they are human beings. You are also a human being because you were born by your parents. If you are born by the kingdom word, the word of God, then we are the word of God. Hallelujah. That's powerful. So the Bible says, don't forget the kingdom word. In the midst of those kind of persecution, in the midst of those kind of despising, should you also be antagonistic? Should you also show them bad behavior? No. You remember the kingdom word, that love your enemies. Pray for those who despise you, those who spitefully use you. Wish them well, so to speak. Hallelujah. So a doer of the word of God, of the kingdom word, is somebody who does not forget. He doesn't forget the kingdom word. Because it is when you keep the kingdom word in perspective, in view, it is when you keep Jesus in view that you become like Him, that you live out the kingdom word practically in your life. Back to the book of James. What I want to show you is in verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, underline law of liberty. When we hear law of liberty, I believe that you are not thinking about the law of Moses, because that is not a law of liberty. It's not a law that brings us liberty. It becomes like a burden on us because we don't have the innate ability to obey it because of the weakness of our flesh. So it's not a law of liberty to us. Hallelujah. Wow. So what law is he talking about? It's the law of Jesus. It is His law, it is His kingdom word that brings us liberty. That is the law of liberty. My son, do not forget my law. He's talking about, do not forget the law of liberty. The question is that, what is this law, the kingdom word, liberating us from? Because if you hear the law of liberty, the question you must ask yourself, so what is it liberating us from? What is this word liberating us from? The law of liberty liberates us from the law of Moses. Are you excited about that? Now look at James 2 and then verse 12. We will look at verse 11 first for context. It says that for he who said, he's talking about the law of Moses, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who be judged by the law of liberty. You are going to be judged by the law of liberty. It's not talking about the law of Moses. Hallelujah. He's talking about the law of Jesus. What he says is that wisdom says that don't forget my law. So this law, the kingdom word, the wisdom of from above, liberates us from the law of Moses, liberates us from the law of sin and death, and liberates us from Satan. The kingdom word liberates us from the law of Moses, the law of sin and death in our nature as humans, and then Satan. So let's go back to the book of Proverbs. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Length of days, long life, and peace they will add to you. What does the kingdom word do in your life? It gives you, number one, length of days. Number two, long life. And number three, shalom peace. Length of days is not the same as long life. Have you got that in your Bible? You've got length of days, and then you've got long life. Very good. Length of days is different from long life. Let me explain. Length of days is talking about the day that you have. Practically the day that you have. It becomes lengthened for you. And long life is talking about the fact that you live for long, many years on this earth. What the kingdom word does for you practically in your life is that it saves time for you every day. It saves time. When you follow the kingdom word for your particular situation, whether in your marriage, in your finances, in your schooling, whatever thing, you know, in your business, when you follow the kingdom word for your particular situation, it saves you time so that you are able to accomplish so much within the day. It's powerful. So much within the day. If you look at the life of our Lord Jesus himself, you know, the kingdom word, you never find any place in the Bible where Jesus Christ is late and he is rushing. You never find a place that Jesus says, hey, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. He seems to be cool and collected all the time. He seems to be at the right place at the right time all the time. He seems to be okay with the day. Hallelujah. That is the benefit of the kingdom word. When you live your life by the kingdom word, we all have 24 hours. I'm not saying you are going to get 28 hours. But within the 24 hours, because you are directed by the wisdom of God from above, not human wisdom or the wisdom of this world, what happens to you is that you are able to save on time. So you can do so many things within that day. And you can accomplish much in that day. Hallelujah. You look back at your life's accomplishment and you say, wow, I've been able to do so much, you know, because you operated by the kingdom word in your life, in your workplace, in your marriage. When you are full of the kingdom word, you are able to do so much within 1 hour. Because God is going to direct you in a way, and his direction will not waste your time. He doesn't waste our time. Hallelujah. He saves us on time. Maybe in the beginning it looks like it's a long way, it's a waste of time. But in the end you see that, hey, it is good that I went this direction, that I followed this course that God was leading me on. But if you look at the wisdom of this world and you say that, well, everybody wakes up at maybe 5:30 in the morning and all that, you know, you brush your teeth, you get ready, bath, you go to work or you go to school, and you spend this number of hours, maybe 8 hours at work or maybe in school and things like that. You want to structure your life by the way that the world's orderly arrangement has organized human life, because the world has organized human life, how your life must be. But are you going to live your life like that, or you are going to let the wisdom from above organize your day for you? When you go up, when you wake up, when you retire, what do you do during the day? If you follow God's wisdom for your life, you have length of days, and then you enjoy long life. Hallelujah. And people wonder, how come you're able to do so many things within this time? It is because you are following the wisdom of God. It always ends up like that. Says that if you don't forget it, you walk in it, length of days, long life, and peace will it give unto you. Peace. Shalom peace. Shalom peace is not just talking about peace that we know traditionally about. It's talking about well-being. It's talking about peace that you traditionally know. It's talking about prosperity. It's talking about health. Hallelujah. Amen. It's wonderful. The kingdom word is so wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, that we must crave for it. As we go on, you would understand. So you give us length of days, long life, and peace. Shalom peace. Prosperity. Well-being. Health. You give us health. Hallelujah. If you follow God's program for your life, not necessarily what the world has arranged for a typical human being, for a typical student, for a typical pastor, for a typical housewife, for a typical whoever you are, but you follow God's directions for you as maybe an accountant, as a teacher, as whoever you are, believe me, you are going to save. You are going to have prosperity. You are going to have peace. The Bible says that great peace are those who love your law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalm 119 verse 165. Great peace are those who love the law. He says, my son, don't forget my law. Why? Because I want it to give you shalom peace. Shalom peace have those who love the kingdom word, and nothing shall offend them. In other words, even those who are against them, their enemies will be at peace with them. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Because the word of God that you are, you endure forever. Isn't that what First Peter says? Yeah, that you are born by the word. So you are the word that liveth and endureth forever, endures forever. And then he went on to say, because all flesh is grass, and the glory of man is like the flower that fades. But he who does the word of God endure, but the word of God endures forever. In other words, you will endure. Endure what? Endure this world system. The kingdom word endures this world system. There's no way the world system can overshadow the kingdom word. Just as there's no way darkness can overshadow light. Because the kingdom word is the light of God. Jesus is the light of God. He is a word that God spoke that let there be light in the darkness of this world when he was bringing his kingdom and his rule in this world. There is no way the darkness will overshadow it. There is no way it will not endure or overcome this world, overcome enemies in this world. He says a great peace of those who love your law, your kingdom word, and nothing shall offend them. Everything shall be for them. Everything shall be for them. All things will work together for their good. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. Let not mercy and peace forsake you. Oh, let not mercy and peace forsake you. The Bible is talking about the same thing. Oh, he's still talking about the wisdom from God, which is the kingdom word, which is Jesus. He says, let not mercy and peace forsake you. In the Hebrew, the word translated mercy is chesed. It is grace, ladies and gentlemen. Grace and truth is who? Jesus. He came full of grace and truth. Wow. So when he said, let not mercy and truth forsake you, he is just saying that let not grace and truth forsake you. Grace and mercy is the same thing. Practically, mercy is not getting the bad things you deserve. Mercy is not getting the bad things you deserve. Grace is getting the good things you don't deserve. Is the same thing practically. Grace and truth is Jesus. Titus 2:11. It says that the grace of God has appeared, past tense, in the person of Jesus. John 14:6, he said that I am the truth. And the Bible says, don't let mercy and truth forsake you. Don't let Jesus forsake you. Don't let the kingdom word forsake you. Don't let the wisdom from above forsake you. Question you have to ask yourself, is it possible for Jesus to forsake me? That is a question you have to ask yourself. Because truly, if Jesus is mercy and truth, the Bible says that we shouldn't let it forsake us. Alright? So, if Jesus is truly mercy and truth, then it should be possible for loving Jesus, meek and mild, to forsake you. The question you have to ask yourself then is, under what circumstance will Jesus forsake me? Under what circumstance that will this gracious Jesus, loving Jesus, forsake me? Because we are learning that it's possible for him to forsake you. I will show you, I have found in my life, I have found in the scriptures, only one place where Jesus can forsake you. Where mercy and truth shall forsake you. I don't know whether you don't want grace in your life. I don't know whether you don't want grace. Hey, because if you say that grace is forsaking you, hey, then it means that your life, you are going to have to deserve everything, and it's going to be a tall order. What will you deserve in the sight of God? Hey, truth forsake you. I don't know whether you like falsehood. I don't know whether you like semi-truth with some haziness around, or you like the grinding truth. You get what I mean? You love the kingdom word, the one beyond which there is no other word, the final of all finals. I don't know whether you are okay with the religious. But let me show you in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 4, one circumstance under which Jesus, mercy and grace can forsake you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.